Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're walking through each book of the Bible to hopefully keep you on track as you are doing your Bible reading as well. And so this Monday, we're talking about the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel proclaims God's glory in judgment and restoration, emphasizing that the Lord will purify and renew his people for his name's sake. The major characters of the book of Ezekiel are, of course, Ezekiel, who's a priest and prophet ministering among the exiles in Babylon. And then you're going to have the Lord. He is the central character, revealing his holiness and glory. And then the other major character in the book is going to be the exiles, God's covenant people who are at the time under judgment. And here's how this book unfolds. We're going to see visions of God's glory and his commissioning of Ezekiel. And then we're going to have Ezekiel prophesying judgment against Judah and against other nations. And then eventually we'll have the fall of Jerusalem. But we'll also have promises of spiritual renewal and resurrection and a future restored temple. Now, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen prophetic literature and we've seen poetic literature. Ezekiel fits more naturally in what is called apocalyptic prophetic literature, which means that Ezekiel is going to use visions and symbolism and something called enacted parables, which means that Ezekiel is acting out the story. And we're also going to see apocalyptic imagery. All of that's used to communicate theological truth. One of the most popular verses in the book of Ezekiel is Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, "And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you." So when you read the book of Ezekiel, expect symbolic and visionary language rather than straightforward language, straightforward chronology. And be sure to trace the repeated phrase, "Then they will know that I am the Lord." It's God's glory that's the central concern of this book.